This is DOE SBIR Talk.
Agencies differ in the value that they and the reviewers place upon letters of support that a company may secure and include with their proposals. However, such letters are useful and demonstrate your willingness and ability to network. A letter of support is rarely a commitment of funds. However, in some cases, it may include a commitment. An example of this situation is when a state organization, in addition to endorsing the importance of the work, also indicates that it will provide matching funds if the company secures an SBIR-STTR award. More commonly, a letter of support is either an endorsement for the proposed work or an offer to provide facilities or data. Let's discuss each of these. Endorsements are helpful if they come from well-known individuals in the field. That is an industry expert who can attest to the significance of the problem and/or the potential value of the approach proposed by the small business. The industry expert could be an academic or a key player in the target market. In order for the letter of support to have genuine value, it should be from an individual or an organization with name recognition. Another type of support that an organization can provide is the use of their facilities at no cost for either the company or a third party to conduct a test. Related support is the provision of a data set or a coupon that can be used for testing. As with an endorsement letter of support, if the individual or organization is well known, such a letter will catch the reviewer's attention. More importantly, efforts to secure such letters demonstrate that the company is exhibiting some of the behavior that is essential for relationship building, which is essential for successful commercialization. Most individuals looking to secure a meaningful letter of support do not already have a relationship with the individual they are approaching. Therefore, the first question is, how do you decide who to approach? There are various paths depending on whether the person is from academia, industry, or federal lab. Let's assume that you wish to receive a letter of support from a well-known individual in academia. If you are not already intimately familiar with the literature, you could use Google Scholar as a starting point. It's easy to navigate to this site by simply typing in Google Scholar in your browser. Let's assume that you want to find the leading researchers working with battery separators for lithium-ion batteries. Search for the phrase battery separators for lithium-ion batteries. Then rank the results by relevance and determine whose work is cited most frequently. Proceeding in this fashion, you can find the names of individuals that you may wish to approach to request a letter of support. In reaching out to the individual, be sure to indicate why you are contacting them and what it is that you want. You will also need to divulge some information about what you are doing so that they can assess whether or not they believe that your work is innovative. Unless you are willing to share some information, you should not pursue this path. However, the nature of the information that you share should be limited to a clarification of the problem you are tackling and what it is you are trying to ascertain. If you have already written your public abstract, it is suggested that you excerpt information from that. You don't need to divulge technical details regarding what you are doing, but be prepared for the fact that they may ask. A sample introductory email is included in the tools section of this tutorial. The approach to industry would be different and more circumspect. It is wise to consider reaching out to industry as a step in the process of developing a relationship with a potential licensee or partner. If possible, we would recommend attending conferences where companies in which you have a potential interest are making presentations. Listen to their presentations and then follow up at the conference with questions or contact them afterwards and begin to develop a relationship. So how do you know which conferences players of interest to you may be attending? It is not as hard as you may assume. Most larger companies usually list the conferences that they will be attending on their website. Use this strategy to seek out key conferences and plan to attend. Your mission in attending the conference is to listen to the presenters, learn what they are doing, and assess if you may wish to reach out to them in the future. as it is unlikely that you will find a relevant conference to attend while the Department of Energy, DOE, Funding Opportunity Announcement, FOA, is open. View this approach as part of a longer-term strategy. If you find a person's work to be of particular interest, be sure to introduce yourself and provide them with your business card. Later, be sure to follow up by email. A sample email is provided within the Tools section under Templates. The sample can be easily modified for this application. In closing, a final comment. This process takes time, so when looking for an individual who will provide a letter of support, be sure to allow at least 6 weeks to implement this process.
This is DOE SBIR Talk.